After Hard Rock's casino project was killed by voters in West Springfield a week ago, MGM in Springfield and Mohegan Sun in Palmer are left to compete for the lone casino license available in western Massachusetts. MGM cleared a major hurdle in July when Springfield voters endorsed the project in a referendum that passed with 58% of the vote. Palmer voters will go to the polls November 5th to decide the fate of Mohegan Sun's casino project. The outcome of the Hard Rock referendum has buoyed casino opponents across the state. Pastor Chuck Weimer of Jubilee Family Outreach Center in West Springfield said it will give a boost to people fighting the casino project in Palmer.
We're going to help. I know that we're going to help the people in Palmer. The Council of Churches are going to come together and help and work with the churches there because I know that the people there want to defeat this.
Iris Carden, who is a leader of an anti-casino group in Palmer, said she was heartened by the vote in West Springfield.
We still have a fighting chance knowing that they were strong enough to defeat it.
Carden's group, Quabog Valley Against Casinos, was scheduled to hold a meeting in Palmer Wednesday night to plot a campaign for the November 5th referendum.
So I think there's been a silent majority, and we've had more and more people the last month, actually, even a former counselor get involved and request, how do we do that? Are you going to hold signs? So, yeah, we are becoming more active.
Carden said her chief concern about the casino is the impact on traffic. Opponents of the Hard Rock Casino made the traffic issue a big part of their campaign. Mohegan Sun has been cultivating its casino project in Palmer for years and has worked to build support among residents and local business owners. The Connecticut-based gaming company and town officials recently signed a development agreement that would see the town's tax levy increase by 117% if the casino is built. Jennifer Barifaldi, a spokesperson for the pro-casino group Citizens for Jobs and Growth in Palmer, said she was delighted to have Hard Rock taken out of the casino competition.
Our competition's really heated up. It's now between us and Springfield.
Barifaldi and other casino supporters met over the summer to create a campaign to pass the casino referendum. She believes the case for a casino in Palmer is stronger than it was for one in West Springfield.
It's a great opportunity, this economic development. Great opportunity for our town and bring back jobs. I think as long as everybody does their homework, we get the right information out, and people will see, the citizens of Palmer will see that it's a great advantage for us to have the casino in our town.
So far, as noted in the Boston Globe last week, proposed gaming projects in Massachusetts have fared best in places where jobs are scarce. Springfield voters responded positively to MGM's promise of 3,000 permanent jobs. The city's unemployment rate has been over 10% for several years. West Springfield, outside of a commercial district where the casino would have been located, is mostly a leafy residential community of 30,000 people. Palmer, a rural town of about 12,000 people, was once a manufacturing and railroad hub, but has been in economic decline for decades. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.